currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Terman, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. 12,000 Kirkland residents wise up to being energy smart. Kirkland's six neighboring cities and Puget Sound Energy are joining forces to involve residents in a home energy saving pilot program. Thanks to federal stimulus funds, randomly selected Kirkland households can keep up with the Joneses, keep on track with efficient energy use, and keep wise to energy savings. Kirkland households have been notified, and those who participate will receive free customized home energy reports designed to help them make more informed decisions about their energy usage and ultimately lower their energy bills. Through the program, participants will see how their electricity and natural gas use compares to the total usage of neighbors in similar-sized homes. Each household's energy information is kept confidential. To stay on track, residents will see how their energy use changes over time so they can set targets for energy savings and track effectiveness of any energy-reducing steps they make. On each report, residents will receive tips chosen specifically for them based on their energy use and the characteristics of their home. For more information about the year-long program, please contact energyreports@pse.com or call 1-800-562-1482 between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. To learn more about Kirkland's participation, contact Van Sheth, Kirkland Public Works at 425-587-3907 or vsheth@ci.kirkland.wa.us. The City of Kirkland is now accepting volunteer applications for a vacated position on its Civil Service Commission. This commission makes rules for the civil service system, authorizes the conduct and grading of civil service tests, investigates complaints regarding civil service system enforcement, conducts hearings regarding discipline of civil service employees, and assures that employees are selected or promoted from lists maintained by the commission. The Civil Service Commission consists of three members appointed by the city manager to six-year terms. They meet regularly the second Tuesday of each month at 4 p.m. at the Kirkland City Hall. The applicants must be at least 18 years or older, be registered voters, and be residents in the City of Kirkland for the past 3 years. The volunteers selected will fill a vacated position that expires December 31, 2011. Completed applications must be received by the city clerk prior to 4 p.m. on Thursday, December 2, 2010 to be considered. More information about the vacancy and the application can be found at the information counter in City Hall, 123 5th Avenue, by telephone at 425-587-3190 or at ci.kirkland.wa.us. Nearly 100 people came out to Kirkland's annual Arbor Day celebration and forest restoration at Juanita Bay Park this past weekend. Saturday's early morning event drew a wide variety of volunteers, including members of Earth Corps, Kirkland residents, and a large Everett youth group who all pulled weeds and planted trees. Kirkland's mayor, Joan McBride, was also on hand to plant a native western red cedar in celebration of this year's event. Talking with some of those who turned out for the event, say it's a good way to give back to the community as well as the environment.
It's good to give back to any kind of park because they give a lot to me and just find a lot of peace and joy and happiness.
It's sort of an opportunity to give back, you know?
We do it a lot. Our church does a lot of service projects and we have to usually get up early for them.
But it's worth it?
Oh, for sure.
Celebrating Arbor Day is one of the several criteria established by the National Arbor Day Foundation for recognition as a Tree City USA. It is Kirkland's eighth consecutive year receiving its Tree City USA designation. Thank you to all of you who came out to help. Are you looking for a way to help those in need during the holiday season? Gifts for Kids is collecting clothes, toys, and monetary donations for the children of inmates. Used items in good condition will be accepted. Gift items are especially needed for 10 to 13-year-old boys and girls. Donations will be accepted through the end of November. The actual event will take place on December 11th. Last year, 300 kids from ages 1 to 13 participated in the Gift for Kids event, as well as 75 volunteers and family members. The event is sponsored by Justice Works, a United Way agency, and is hosted by a Seattle area school. There are 18 different activity rooms at the event, including a face painting room, a playroom, a carnival room, a barber shop for haircuts and braiding, a room for balloon art, and an arts and crafts room, a toy room, and a clothing room. Through Gift for Kids, children of inmates can come together and enjoy the holidays. The idea started with a former inmate, Vance Bartley, who wanted to provide for children who have parents who are unable to provide for their children because of incarceration and who are economically disadvantaged. 100% of donations collected go to Gifts for Kids. To donate toys, clothes, or other gift items, contact Karen at tinyisland.com or drop them off Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. to the following address: Nova High School, Main Office, 300 20th Avenue East, Seattle, Washington, 98112, attention, Jolene Franklin, Gifts for Kids. Cash or check donations can be sent to Gifts for Kids Fund, P.O. Box 1489, Lake Stevens, Washington, 98258. Attention arts and crafts aficionados. The Evergreen Hospital Auxiliary will host its annual Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair Thursday, December 2nd and Friday, December 3rd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Evergreen Hospital Medical Center Galleria. Proceeds from table rentals at the event support patients and programs at the hospital. Administration and parking are free. For more information, please call 425-899-2001. Kirkland Kiwanis Christmas Tree Lot will be open for business beginning November 26th until December 23rd at 1010 Lake Street South. Other items for sale include wreaths, gourmet nuts, and treats. For more information, visit Kirkland Kiwanis online, kirkland.kiwanis.org. Looking for a fun event to take the family to? Kirkland Library is hosting a performance by Casper Baby Pants at the Kirkland Performance Center November 28th at 12:30 p.m. This new band features Chris Ballou, lead singer of the Presidents of the United States of America. They will perform fun songs that preschool-aged kids can sing with their families to reinforce concepts related to early literacy. Seating is limited, so arrive early. For more information, call the Kirkland Library at 425-822-2459 or visit the King County Library System. The website is kcls.org. In the holiday spirit, we wanted to know what Kirkland residents are thankful for this Thanksgiving. Here is Kylie Walchuk with the results.
We're here at the downtown Kirkland Library asking people what they're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
My husband's health. He had prostate cancer. That's all gone. And so far, he's doing great. And I'm thankful for my health. And I keep praying for peace in the world. Why can't everybody get along?
So I'm thankful for getting a job during the summer, and hopefully I can get a better job in the future, but right now I'm in a good place.
I'm thankful that I'm alive and above ground, and that God has been good to me, and that He's still master and ruler of this world, and for good family and good friends.
I'm thankful to be alive. I give a lot. I teach kids a lot. I was teaching mountain biking this last summer in Cle Elum, and I flipped over the bike, landed on my head, and I fractured my neck. Fractured my C1 in three places. They say the fatality rate for that's in the 80th percentile, and I'm doing really well, so I'm very thankful.
I'm thankful for this little one here. She's great.
I'm thankful for life and for family and friends. Just all the simple things in life, really.
I am thankful for my friends, my family, and the whole world.
I'm thankful for health. My husband got a new hip last week. Everything seems to be going great, so that's what I'm thankful for.
This Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for my family and my friends, you know what I'm saying, who look out for me and, you know what I'm saying, food on the table.
Thanks, Kylie. Something else to be thankful for. AT&T has made a large donation to local schools. The company recently gave $10,000 to Lake Washington Schools Foundation. The money will help expand the links. looking into the needs of kids and schools mentoring program to middle and high school students. Lynx currently gives one-on-one tutoring support to elementary schools performing below grade level. Along with tutoring sessions, volunteers meet weekly with students to develop their confidence and their ability to build relationships with others. Expanding the mentoring program to higher grade levels will help students graduate on time and have more success in college and the workforce. With the holiday shopping season in full swing, the Kirkland Police Department has some important tips for you on how to avoid car break-ins.
What you just saw was vehicle prowl. Vehicle prowl is when someone breaks into your vehicle and takes your property. Hi, I'm Officer Alan O'Neill with the Kirkland Police Department. Today I'm going to go over some crime prevention tips on how to protect your car. Leaving your valuables in your car is one of the biggest opportunities for these thieves. Briefcases, GPS units, etc. So what you need to do is, first off, is don't leave these valuables in your car. So take your valuables with you, unlock your vehicle. If you have a car alarm, set your car alarm too. This is going to prevent, you know, thieves from bringing into your car. I also have some tools available. This here is a placard you can put on your rearview mirror, which will say basically stop thief, there's no valuables in the car. Obviously you take your valuables out of your car before placing this into the rearview mirror. We also have these little static cling warning labels that you can put into your window, which will also tell the thief that basically there's no opportunity for them. So the whole point of this is take your valuables out of your car, lock your door, secure your alarm, and take the opportunity away from the thieves. This has been Officer Alan O'Neill. Thanks for watching and stay safe out there. For more information on these tools, stay tuned.
If you have any questions or comments on this topic, call the Kirkland Police Department, 425-587-3400. Kirkland TV is available in the annexation area. Residents living in the newly annexed neighborhoods should be able to watch Kirkland TV programming, including KGov Channel 21 and KLife Channel 75 on Comcast Cable. If you are unable to access or are experiencing problems with viewing either of these channels, or if you have any further questions, please contact Janice Perry at 425-587-3204 or Jay Perry at ci.kirkland.wa.us. We would like to remind you, most city offices will be closed November 24th and all offices will be closed November 25th and 26th for the Thanksgiving holiday. Remember, you can access any of our programs online. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to Kirkland TV at ci.kirkland.wa.us. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks after the holiday break. Enjoy your Thanksgiving dinners, and thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.